So they spoke, and my high heart assented. Yet all throughout that day, till setting sun, we sat and feasted on abundant meat and pleasant wine. And when the sun went down, and darkness came, my men lay down to sleep throughout the dusky halls. But I, on coming to the beauteous bower of Circe, made supplication to her by her knees, and to my voice the goddess hearkened. And speaking in winged words, I said, "Circe, fulfill the promise made to send me home, for now my spirit stirs with that of all my men who vex my heart with their complaints when you are gone away." So I spoke, and straight the heavenly goddess answered, "High-born son of Laertes, ready Odysseus, stay no longer at my home against your will, but you must first perform a different journey, and go to the hall of Hades and of dread Persephone, there to consult the spirit of Tiresias of Thebes, the prophet blind whose mind is steadfast still. To him, though dead, Persephone has granted reason, to him alone sound understanding. The rest are flitting shadows." As she thus spoke, my very soul was crushed within me, and sitting on the bed, I fell to weeping. My heart no longer cared to live and see the sun. But when, of weeping and of writhing, I had had my fill, then thus I answered her and said, "But Circe, who will be my pilot on this journey? None by black ship has ever reached the land of Hades." So I spoke, and straight the heavenly goddess answered, "High-born son of Laertes, ready Odysseus, let not the lack of pilot for your ship disturb you, but set the mast, spread the white sail aloft, and sit you down. The breath of Boreas shall bear her onward. When you have crossed by ship the ocean stream to where the shore is rough and the grove of Persephone stands, tall poplars and seed-shedding willows, there, beach your ship by the deep eddies of the ocean stream, but go yourself to the moldering house of Hades. There is a spot where into Acheron run Pyriphlegethon and Cocytus, a stream which is an offshoot of the waters of the Styx. A rock here forms the meeting point of the two roaring rivers. To this spot, then, hero, draw nigh, even as I bid, and dig a pit, about a cubit either way, and round its edges pour an offering to all the dead. First, honey mixture, next, sweet wine, and thirdly, water, and over all strew the white barley meal. Make many supplications also to the strengthless dead, vowing, when you return to Ithaca, to take the barren cow that is your best and offer it in your hall, heaping the pyre with treasure. And to Tiresias, separately, to sacrifice a sheep, for him alone, one holy black, the very choicest of your flock. So, when with vows you have implored the illustrious peoples of the dead, offer a ram and a black ewe, bending their heads toward Erebus, but turn yourself away facing the river's stream. To you shall gather many spirits of those now dead and gone,